Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
It's time for a late movie review, but shock twist, I am reviewing the film instead of Brooke. I basically just got sick of all your Twilight bashing, Brooke. You're saying, oh, Robert Pattinson, so sparkly, he could never be Batman. Pretty good performance in that movie. You were surprised in Charlie's Angels last week that Kristen Stewart was actually a good actress.
Not just that, she was funny.
Yeah, all of that. And I thought, of course, like, surely there had to be something that made Twilight such a phenomenon. There must be some good in there.
Here's the thing. I talk a lot of smack about Twilight, but I've watched it heaps of times. I've read all the books twice. Like, I can't stay away, but I hate it so much.
Well, this was my first foray into anything Twilight, and finally getting around to it, this is how it went. I am very excited to be watching this. We know that society kind of hates teenage girls, kind of dismisses a lot of their interests. I have to believe that Twilight was not as bad as its reputation was 10 years ago. Let's dive right in.
I just have to endure it.
So we've got Bella Swan, and she's pasty. How is she so pasty? She's from Arizona. That doesn't make sense. I like this. We've got Jacob. He's kind of cute. Is there a third one? There's some boy named Link. There's another romantic interest. I'm pretty sure the kid from the school newspaper also has a crush on her. There's like four boys who she's got the hots for. We haven't even met Edward Cullen. Ah, there he is. And look, I get it. Hot. I like the sparkling. It's a visual thing. I wish they did more with it.
Very visually dynamic.
No one's done this with vampires before. It's like the baseball. It's like the fact that Edward Cullen drives a Volvo. I'm all in on the weird stuff. The thing that's getting me is that Robert Pattinson, God bless him, looks very uncomfortable. I don't know what to make of Kristen Stewart in this. This is what I'm actually kind of worried about. This is a film aimed at teenage girls about a teenage girl. It should be like shooting fish in a barrel in putting the audience inside Bella Swan's shoes. I want to swoon for the boys as she swoons. I want to feel what she's feeling, the tension with her dad, all of that stuff. And I don't feel anything. She's almost completely unknowable. That's kind of dire. I think this film is a real bummer, actually. It's bad, but not for any of the reasons that people hate it for. It's undeserving of all the pile-on. It's also pretty objectively terrible. It's 2 chickens out of 5.
2 chickens out of 5.
I was so disappointed. I just never expected it to be boring.
Yeah, it isn't great.
It's just a lifeless. It's like someone wanted to make the movie of the book, and they just sort of took the words and put them on screen, but none of the story and the feeling and the, you know, the teenage emotional ups and downs of it.
And look, it's got an awful message. Like, you keep saying it was something very much that teenage girls were like really into, especially the next film. Like, it is obsessive, it is depressing, and it is awful.
It's your childhood, though.
Do you know what, though? 50 Shades of Grey, Bob. It was a fanfic initially this film. Perhaps maybe you could watch that next week.
Have you seen 50 Shades?
I have seen 50 Shades.
Oh, what a shame. What a shame.
Oh, brilliant job. Well done. And I'm so happy you finally watched it. And can I say that you're on board with me on this one?
Well, I am. Just quickly, what's the... am I Twihard? What's the...
Yeah, Twihard.
Oh, Twihard.
Are you team
now?
Edward or Jacob?
Oh, Edward all the way.
Oh, my God. We are going to have to do a chat off air.